on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.
From the Sky News Centre at 4. An 18-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of murdering four siblings in a house fire. Reese Smith, who was 19, 4-year-old twin girls Holly and Ella and their 2-year-old brother Jordan died at Freckleton in Lancashire last weekend. Detective Chief Inspector Neil Essien is leading the investigation.
At this stage, it is still unclear as to what happened in the lead-up to, but we are currently building that case now. This is a tragic incident and our thoughts remain with the family at such a difficult time. We are specially trained officers supporting them and they are being kept fully informed.
14,000 women with breast implants made by French firm PIP have been told they can't get free replacements. The Harley Medical Group says it doesn't have the resources, the surgeons or the facilities to operate. It means the NHS could have to remove the implants instead. Shadow Health Secretary Andy Burnham says ministers have failed to set out clear guidance from the start.
The reality is the government's failure to provide that leadership from the outset has left people fending for themselves in the face of a self-serving and unaccountable industry.
60 police officers are working to solve the murder of a man and woman in Birmingham. Their bodies were found this morning in a house in Handsworth Wood. They were 62 and 58. The big energy suppliers are under pressure to lower prices. One of them, EDF, is to cut gas bills by 5%. Lottery cash spent on British films should be used to fund more mainstream movies. David Cameron, who's meeting film companies at Pinewood Studios, wants to focus on commercially successful projects instead of art house films with limited appeal. The Prime Minister is talking to Oscar winner Lord Fellows, who also created Downton Abbey.
There has been a thinking in the past that public money should only go into films that can't get any investment anywhere else. Well, when you actually analyse that, it means it should only go into films that nobody could conceivably want to see. And there's no logic in that.
In rugby union, interim England head coach Stuart Lancaster has named a much-changed squad for the Six Nations. There's no place for Mike Tindall, who made plenty of off-field headlines during a poor World Cup. That's the latest. I'm Nick Qureshi.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
These words are my own. Threw some chords together. The combination DEF is who I am, is what I do. And I was gonna lay it down for you. I tried to focus my attention, but I feel so ADD. I need some help, some inspiration.
That is not coming easily.
Trying to find the magic. Trying to write a classic. Don't you know, don't you know, don't you know. Waste been full of paper. Clever rhymes. See you later.
These words are my own. Got my heart filled. I love you, I love you, I love you.
Having trouble saying what I mean with dead poets and drum machines. You know I had some studio time books, but I couldn't find the killer hook. Now you're gonna raise the bar right up. Nothing I write is ever good enough.
I love you,
I love you,
love you,
love you.
These
okay.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
Right, let's see what's presently happening on the roads. There's slow moving traffic on the M25 before Junction 26, and Junction 27 because of a lane closure to recover an earlier broken down vehicle. Delays are taking an extra 20 to 30 minutes. In Basildon, the A176 Upper Main is slow moving northbound between the A1321 Broad Main and the A1235 Cranes Farm Road because of roadworks at the A1235 roundabout. Expect delays of about 5 minutes there. Also, Basildon Way, there's at the Saddlers Farm roundabout, there's a partial blockage following a multi-vehicle accident. Delays are presently 10 minutes, but we're awaiting further details on that one. Chelmsford Way, Springfield Road is partially blocked at the junction with Trinity Road following an accident involving a pedestrian and a motorcycle. Delays are building in the area whilst emergency services are in attendance. And on the A130, Colchester Road is queuing inbound from the Boreham Interchange to the White Hart Lane where Sainsbury's is. Be aware that this may slow up sections of the A12 northbound around that area.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
Don't forget that joining me shortly in the studio is Lynn. She is from the Pilgrims Hall. I have been shouting about the fact that she was coming in for the majority of my show. So hopefully you're well prepared. But if you've recently tuned in, I will be speaking to Lynn about all of the things that they hold at the Pilgrims Hall and why you might like to go down there and pay them a visit and just spend some time down there. And you might even be interested in doing one of the many courses or joining one of the groups that they have there as well. And they also have a Christian Resource Centre where I'm sure you can get loads and loads of literature and other stuff that will help strengthen you as a Christian as well.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Driving instructors required for Brentwood and Billericay areas. Why not train to become an instructor with Easy 2 Pass Driving School? If you're looking for a change of career, you could benefit from a company with over 20 years' experience in instructor training. And there's also the offer of work within the school when you pass the exam. Contact Easy to Pass Free on 0800 88 18745 for your rewarding career. 0800 88 18745.
Every Monday evening at 10 p.m. on Phoenix FM, tune in to the Interesting Alternative Show with me, Steve Davis. If you're wondering what type of music I'll be playing on the show, well, that's a tricky one to explain. Because if you've never heard of the musical genres Zool, Rio, Canterbury or Avant Progressive, then it will be very much a journey into the all unknown for you. If you like something a bit different, though, then the Interesting Alternative Show will be for you. Every Monday night from 10 p.m. on Phoenix FM, the Interesting Alternative Show in association with The Money Shop, 1 High Street, Brentwood.
Falling in love.
FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
Okay, on Saturday the 4th of February at 2 p.m. there's a jumble sale organised by Ingatestone Brownies at the Christie Hall, Pemberton Avenue in Ingatestone. It's only 20p to enter, but there's every chance that you'll pick up a load of bargains. And you know what they say, another man's rubbish is someone else's treasure, or something like that. That's something like how the sayings goes. To find out more, have a look at our website, allthews.phoenixfm.com/localevents, where you'll find more events for January and February.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton, your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
Right, I'm now pleased to say that I'm joined in the studio by Lynn. Hello, Lynn.
Hi.
Oh, that's good. I'm just checking that I can hear you on the microphone. Now, Lynn, you are from the Pilgrims Hall, aren't you?
That's right.
Is that
yes.
what you call it, the Pilgrims Hall? Or Pilgrims
we tend
Hall?
To call it Pilgrims Hall Christian Centre.
Pilgrims Hall Christian Centre. And for anyone that doesn't know, or perhaps their more Billericay way, where is the Pilgrims Hall Christian Centre?
Pilgrims Hall is on the Ongar Road, as you go out of Brentwood and towards Ongar. We're on what's called, commonly known as the Straight Mile, at just after Pilgrims Hatch.
Yes. Okay, yep, I've driven past loads of times. I've seen your big sign outside.
That's right.
It's pretty difficult to miss, actually.
It is difficult to miss, and yet the amount of people that say to us, oh, we've driven past loads of times and didn't know you were there, because you can't actually see the house from the drive. You have to drive right up to see our house and grounds. So.
Oh, so I've probably never actually seen the house either.
No, you probably haven't.
Tell me about the house. So it's called Pilgrims Hall because there is a hall there.
Yes, the hall has been there for many years. It was named Pilgrims Hatch because of the Pilgrims Way at the back that runs alongside the boundary, which would have been for the original pilgrims on the Canterbury Tales type pilgrimages.
Wow.
And so the Pilgrims Way, actually a little bit of it still exists along the boundary of our land. Obviously the rest of it has got swallowed up by concrete, and that's how Pilgrims Hatch and Pilgrims Hall were originally named.
And is Pilgrims Hall a large building? Is it kind of like a manor house?
It's a big manor house,
is
yes.
Is it beautiful?
And it's in 19 acres of ground, so yeah, it's quite a substantial place to
It's quite
to
splendid.
Live in. Yes, it is.
And so you're based there?
Yes.
The resource centre is based in the hall itself?
That's right. We are a community. There are just five of us on the community that we all live there, and we run the place, and it's completely self-funding, self-supported, And we are there just really to serve the churches and to serve Christians and anyone that wants to just come along and see the house and explore the grounds. There's a variety of things that they can come and look at and see.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic. I can't believe it. There's so many people that probably don't know you're there. So hopefully more people will start to learn that you're there. And
that's
you have
right.
to drive down a lane, did you say?
There's a drive, yeah. A rather bumpy drive at the moment. But we are hoping to.
And then I presume
that.
Parking is no issue.
Absolutely no issue at all.
So it's you've
plenty
got,
of land.
You haven't got any excuse if you're listening. Now let's whet people's appetite. Then what sort of things can they find at the hall? What sort of things are you running? I understand that you really are providing wonderful things for the local community, aren't you?
Yes.
Give me an example.
Well, probably the best example is our bookshop. Many people will remember the Christian bookshop at the end of Brentwood High Street that closed, in fact, about 3 years ago when they put the they designed a new road layout. Well, that bookshop is up and running within our hall. So it's got a wide range of Christian cards and cards for special events. So if people have got things to go to, like baptisms, christenings, all those sorts of things, and they want special cards and gifts, Bibles and all sorts of books on all sorts of issues, really, you know, sort of self-help books and Christian books and Bible studies, all of those things we've got in the shop. So and if people were regularly going down to Brentwood bookshop, they will even recognise maybe some of the faces, because some of the people are still
some of the people
come and volunteer
same.
And work in our bookshop. Yeah.
Has it got music?
Yes, yeah, CDs
oh,
as well. Yeah, loads of CDs.
That's good as well. And I remember I only popped in a couple of times to your bookshop that used to be here in the High Street. I presume it was the same people. Yeah?
It's the sort of joint venture now between the people that were there.
Oh, okay.
And
you've kind of joined.
We facilitate.
Together. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah,
oh, that's so. Good. And there was a cafeteria.
There was a cafeteria.
Is there somewhere people can have a drink down at Pilgrim's Hall?
Well, we're a very friendly bunch. So if people come in and are browsing, we will often say, would you like a cup of tea or something? We do have a tea rooms open, but they're just open on a Tuesday and a Friday, and they do get quite crowded. So.
Oh, wow. And what times are they open on a Tuesday and a Friday?
They're open from 10 till 4.
From 10 until 4. I'm just jotting this down so that I can update the Phoenix website. And they're on Tuesdays and Fridays.
Yeah, that's right.
That's good. What sort of people go along to those? Anyone? They're not specific. You don't have to be a mother or...
No,
just anyone.
We don't... check people out at the door or anything. Anyone, people come often. People from the local churches come and meet up with others there, and it's just a safe place for them to come and chat and meet. You know, sort of. And yeah, it's just very casual but very nice because it's a beautiful dining room.
Is there a church down there or not? Is it not joined to a church?
No, we're not joined to a church. We are there to just serve all the churches and all the Christians around. So no, we don't have a particular allegiance ourselves.
Oh, that would be reassuring for some people, just
yes,
because they might think, oh no, I can't really go down there because I might feel a bit disloyal to my, you know, church or
that's
congregation.
That's right, no, not at all.
It's not like that.
No,
you're just separate because
yes.
you're a resource
yes.
centre.
And we don't have anything on a Sunday or any services, so we're not competing in any way with the churches. In fact, a lot of the churches use us for conferences or, you know, days away. A lot of our ministers can come and
do you have
time
higher
there.
Rooms?
We have a conference centre that holds about
okay.
60 and a smaller conference room that holds sort of 15. So it's ideal for small church meetings or alpha away days. If people are running the alpha course and they want their away day away somewhere.
Yeah.
It's just nice to get out of your own church's environment sometimes and meet
yeah.
somewhere else where you're away from the church office phone or whatever. So
yeah.
And, you know, sort of we're involved with... people like the Brentwood Schools Christian Worker Trust would come in and use our facilities and, as I say, and
okay.
other organisations. So
Oh, brilliant. Now, you do some courses as well. I mean, people can kind of, it seems to me like you can get some types of qualifications down at the
we run a theology course.
I mean, I know you yourselves don't run the course.
No, it's run in association.
People
with,
come in.
Yes, that's right.
So tell me about those.
Well, there's a theology course which runs on a Thursday evening, and we also are used by the Barnabas training, the Barnabas Counselling Training Trust, so they use our facilities. And we also run for ourselves, for example, end of last year, we run a pastoral care course to help people who are just interested in getting alongside other folk that maybe, you know, need a friend, need a helping hand with problem or issues, you know, just to have good training to know how to listen properly to people. It's something, it is a skill, and people don't realise that it's a skill.
Yeah.
And also, if you're working with vulnerable people, you can often get into situations where it can overpower you or something. So we talk about things like boundaries, about, you know, what is safe to do, and it's just generally not, safe practice.
Not
really
getting over involved in a situation.
That's right. That, yeah, you know, so somebody is totally reliant on you, and then you can be pulled under with them if you're not careful.
Yeah, and also the other thing, if you're a if you're kind of a counselling type, you might not even, there's hundreds of people out there, and they don't even regard themselves, but you might be that friend that all of your other friends seem to turn to.
That's
and they
right,
share
yes.
all of their problems, and that's fantastic that they view you as that kind of friend, because they cannot obviously confide in you, but at the same time you need you time too. And on my psychotherapy course, we describe it as you're like a sponge.
Yep.
And you soak up and you absorb all of these people's problems, and even though these problems aren't your own problems, at the end of the day you can feel very overwhelmed and overburdened with everyone else's problems.
That's,
you know,
right,
not
yes.
in a resentful way,
no,
at all,
but it, you know, you just have to keep yourself in a sensible place, really. And
yeah,
and so the course is a way of just helping people identify what problems they may come against, or come, you know, when, and know when people are, you know, have been bereaved, for example, just how to deal with them sensitively. And
yeah,
so that's, yeah, that's very good.
And perhaps also dealing with people with mental health issues as well, and knowing when the right time is that you need to call a... we can hear a phone ringing. I don't think we know where it's coming from, but it doesn't matter here at Phoenix. We're very laid back. I hope it's not mine. It could well be.
I tell you what, shall I tell you what it is?
Oh,
it's actually a chicken alarm.
Oh, it's a chicken alarm, everyone.
We actually have chickens.
Oh, are you meant to be feeding them?
And this is the time to close them up. So I'm hoping that my husband's also got his alarm on, and we'll go and shut them up for the night so they aren't got by the foxes.
Oh, wonderful. I'm going to have to ask you more about this chicken story in a minute. But while I was just on my trail of thought... meeting people with mental health issues, or maybe not just mental health issues, any health issue, when it's actually you need to make a referral. It doesn't mean that you can't see this person and help them in some way, but they might actually need help, and
that's
they themselves
right.
perhaps, you know, haven't taken themselves off to get that help. Perhaps they don't know it's out there. Perhaps they're not even aware, you know, for whatever reason. If someone's health or life is in danger somewhere, you may need to tell another professional, be it, you know, it might be to do with the medical profession, or it might not. It might be to do with notifying, you know, social workers, you know, things like that as well.
That's right, yeah.
Someone's waving at me through the window. Sorry, distracting me. That's Ed Wellman. I'm sure he'd like to come down to the Christian Resource Centre sometime. I'll have to share it with him.
And I'd just like to add there that we have our own counselling fellowship as well. So we have a number of trained, you know, highly trained counsellors. And if anyone, you know, feels they're in need of counselling, and of course they don't have to be a Christian.
No.
they can just ring us, and we can refer them on to our director of counselling, and we can deal with all sorts of that. We have a range of counsellors that can deal with all sorts of issues. So that's a service that, you know, is provided and is at the hall.
Okay, and is that free of charge for people?
No, but there is a scale of charges, so it's very much dependent on need.
I can imagine, that it's very much, it's you must be providing something that private counsellors aren't, so I can imagine that you're probably very reasonable. Lot more affordable.
I think so, because
I think there is a scheme set up at the Hermit Club that does something similar.
Right, yeah.
I think it's mainly for young people. But basically, NHS waiting lists are really, really long.
Plus, they have
a system where they discharge after a certain amount of time, and sometimes someone isn't fixed, you know, you can't fix the problem in a certain amount of time, so then they can come down to you at the Pilgrims Hall as well. There are actually some other things that we need to talk about, because you haven't even got on to the whole chicken thing, but I'm going to play a song just to give you a bit of breathing space so you can have a drink of water, and then I'll be speaking to Lynn again. Is that okay, Lynn?
That's fine.
Wonderful. Here's Take That With Patience.
Just have a little patience. Still hurting from a love I lost. I'm feeling your frustration. But any minute all the pain will stop. Just hold me close inside your arms tonight. Don't be too hard on my emotions, 'cause I need time. My heart is numb, has no feeling, so I really want to start over again. I know you want to be my salvation, the one that I can always depend. I'll try. Have a little patience. Oh, 'cause I just need time. My heart is numb, has no feeling, so I'm still healing. Just try. Have a little patience.
And that was Take That With Patience. I'm still enjoyed. It's because I'm enjoying myself. I'm still joined in the studio by Lynn from the Pilgrims Hall Christian Resource Centre. We've got a couple more things that that are on offer at the centre that we haven't even yet mentioned. Cora, there's like a haven of activity down there. Now, tell me your monthly events.
Right, once a month we have there's three different things that happen on a monthly basis. First of all, we have worship in the Word. That's just a time of worship and Bible. Somebody just gives a looks at the Bible, a bit of a study. I don't want to call it a sermon because it's not quite a sermon. It's just something that we do together, and that's just that's usually on the last Friday of each month, and that's just open for people to just join us if they want to. I think it's particularly special for people who are very involved in church and have always got their mind in, oh, I'm going because I'm on the T rota and I've got to set up this. And it's nice because they can just come and be, and yeah, they haven't got any responsibility. The second thing we do is Women's Days. They are actually on the second Thursday of the month, so in fact that's tomorrow, and we have again different speakers, sometimes from within the hall. I'm actually speaking tomorrow, and sometimes we have various guests, and that's just a time for ladies to come along and spend some time in worship and in the Word, just reading the Bible and hearing a talk about experiences. I'm going to talk about the God of abundance tomorrow, or the God of excess, is he? After Christmas, and we've all been in a period of excess, eating too much and spending too much money. So I'm going to be talking a little bit about that.
That sounds... And what time... That's on tomorrow.
That's tomorrow. It's 10 till 2:30, so it sort of starts with coffee, and people bring a packed lunch, and it finishes at 2:30, so that younger mums and that have got time to go and pick up their children from school, because we don't have any creche facilities. So
that's good as well, because it will suit mums that have to, you know, fit in with school hours.
That's right. And then we have on the fourth Thursday of each month we have a quiet day, and that's just... That has to be booked in for. We ask people to ring and book for that, because it's a time to just come on, and there's a little bit of lead at the start, guidance about a passage that people are going to meditate on, think about through the day. And then there's space for people to just go and wander and sit somewhere quiet and just keep, you know, quietly for themselves. There's lunch again. It's bring a packed lunch, and if you want to stay separate and do your own studying on the Bible, that's fine. If you want to come together for lunch, you can. And again, they go off and come back at the end to share anything that they feel God has spoken to them about during the day.
Cool. So it's like a real day of reflection.
Absolute reflection and refreshment, hopefully.
And quietening of the mind as well.
Yes.
Which is a lot of people are struggling to do that.
And in a busy world, it's so hard.
Meditation. Mm. And sometimes it can be hard to just, you know, empty your thoughts, so to speak.
Well, there's always something to do. If you try and sit down and have some prayer time or some quiet time, if anybody, the phone rings, the washing machine needs...
You have so many distractions around your house.
Yes.
Whereas this is a way to not get distracted and to almost force yourself into quietening your mind.
That's...
I had a similar experience when I was staying in Thailand on a very, very lonely beach. It was just on the outskirts of a jungle. Outskirts. You can tell I live in urbanisation. It was on the outskirts of a jungle. It's on a beach, and it was a really, really, really quiet place. It wasn't very touristy. And we were there for 2 weeks, me and my friends, and we literally did that. We went into this mode of complete contemplation and reflection, and it was wonderful.
Yes,
it really was such an enriching enriching experience. Some of my friends that weren't really into the Bible, they sort of read, you know, lots of novels, and that's really nice and everything. Got a bit lost in novels. I myself was reading the Bible, so I got a lot of Bible study done. And just, you know, as you say, you have time to, rather than read a little bit or listen to a reading in church, and then you're like, oh, well, that's nice. Oh, right, we're singing a hymn now. You know, you don't even have really time to acknowledge what the Bible reading even just spoke to you.
This is a time to read it and then
actually think about it, and then be like, well, what does that mean? What does that mean in my life? What does that mean for me? What is that actually saying to me? Because it can take a long time to understand the Bible properly.
It is, isn't it? The Bible is so rich. There's so much in it that even, you know, if you've been reading the Bible for 40 or 50 years, you read something and you think, oh, wow, I hadn't.
Speaks to you in a different way, doesn't it?
In a different way.
Depending
time,
on
yeah.
which path you're on and which That's stage right. of life you're at. Absolutely. Now, you've got some events coming up. Is there anything
we have?
That?
We've got a couple of things. On Monday the 23rd and Tuesday the 24th of January, we have a speaker called Rabbi Allen. As the name suggests, he is a Jew. He's Jewish teacher. He's brilliant because he's obviously a believer, and he will bring the Bible alive from a different perspective, from the Hebraic roots, and he has so much to share, and it's very exciting, and people always get very excited when he comes because he's so enthusiastic, and he really is just, you can learn so much about something you thought you knew so much about. He can really bring it alive again. So he's here on Monday and Tuesday. So the day begins at 9 o'clock, and you can come to one or all of the sessions that he's running, morning, afternoon and evening. So and we don't charge for those things, but we do just take an offering to help cover the costs. And then we have 6 evenings with a guy called Steve Maltz, and he's written a number of books, and he's just doing some new booklets called The Idiot's Guide. And this one is on The Idiot's Guide to the Middle East Conflict. So if you're confused about Palestine and Israel and just what is happening and why it's happening and all the different things that go on there, because there's a bigger misunderstanding in many, many ways of just what it's all about. And he has a very... He can make it clear to people and make them understand very simply of just what all those different issues are. So
yeah.
He's coming for 6 weeks, but they're not every... I haven't got the dates on me, but the first one is on Wednesday the 18th of January, and that's 7:30 till 10 o'clock at night. So
okay. Now, has someone... we're just running short of time now, so can people contact you? That's the most important thing.
Yes, they can. Our phone number for people, if they want to get in touch, is 01277, obviously the Brentwood number, 372-206. Or you can email us, team@pilgrimshall, that's all lowercase and all one word, pilgrimshall.org.uk.
And do you have a website yet?
We do have a website, and unfortunately we've had some problems with our current website, and we are in the process of changing it.
Okay.
And my husband at the moment is working with somebody right this moment in the office trying to get it live online today.
Okay.
But I've just had a text to say they're struggling to get it on in time for now. But
is it worth giving us an address, though?
It would
because
certainly
it be
on
by
the end of the week
or
tomorrow. Yes, so it's www.pilgrimshall.org.uk.
And people can also volunteer for your hall as well.
Yeah, they can. We run, as I say, there's 5 of us on community, and then we are very fortunate that we have a band of about 30 volunteers, people that help out with the grounds. Anyone that likes gardening and would like to come and do a bit of weeding and just, you know, sort of looking after some of our grounds. We have a lady that is in charge of our gardening volunteers, and they usually come down on a Tuesday and do work, but it doesn't have to be a Tuesday. If anyone wants to come and help out in any way, with 19 acres, you can imagine we have quite a lot
of gardening,
quite a lot of things that we would like to do and restore, and we have a dove cot that we would like to restore,
and
all sorts of things like that. So yes,
and some chickens,
and we have our chickens,
and sheep, did you say?
Yeah, we have a local farmer
rents some of our land and has his sheep on there, which is quite an attraction when people come because they like to go and see.
Wonderful.
Especially when it comes to lambing, because he brings some of his newly new lambs over. So
wonderful!
So you can wander through the fields where the sheep are, and yeah, we have at the back of our land we have an area where we have about 35 chickens at the moment, and we have a few allotments there. People, a few people have got allotments that they use. So,
brilliant.
Yeah,
all right. Well, thank you so much for coming into Phoenix, telling us all about
you.
That. And hopefully, Lynn, you'll be on again in the future.
Yeah,
so
that'd be
keep
lovely.
Us posted
yes,
on what's new
fun.
And what's happening, and just to remind people, perhaps a course is about to start, or
yeah,
speaking
sure.
a little bit more in depth on a subject, or speaking in. More in depth on courses, just so that you can get a little bit more enthusiastic about certain things. Well, thank you very much, and
thank you very
we'll
much.
See you
yes.
soon. Take
yes.
care.
Thank you.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood.
Okay, on the A13, road now completely blocked between the A132 Pitsea and the A130 Saddlers Farm roundabout following a multi-vehicle accident. Traffic slow moving from before the A176, that's Five Bells. In Chelmsford, Springfield Road is partially blocked at the junction with Trinity Road following an accident involving a pedestrian and motorcycle. Delays are building in the area as well. On the A127, Prince Avenue eastbound is slow moving between Tesco and Cuckoo Corner. I do apologise if that one was a bit out of area. On the M25, there's slow moving traffic from Junction 25 Enfield to Junction 27 of the M11 because of an earlier lane closure. All lanes have been reopened, but there's a time delay of 30 minutes there. Back in Chelmsford, Westway Waterhouse Lane is congested inbound from the Rob Johns Road and the and to the Beaches Road. Van Diemen's Road is slow moving approaching the Army and Navy roundabout. Colchester Road is also slow from the Boreham Interchange to the White Hart Lane. And in Basildon, the A176 Upper Main is slow moving northbound between the A1321 Broad Main and the A1235 Cranes Farm Road because of roadworks. At the A1235 roundabout, expect delays of approximately 5 minutes.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222864.
Are your prized possessions protected at home? How would your business be affected if you were broken into and essential equipment stolen? Peak Security Group has over 30 years of security experience, keeping your home and business secure. From CCTV, door entry and gate systems, to intruder alarms, we guarantee you will get the right advice for your needs with free double warranty cover. Call us today on 01268 777232 or visit us at peak-security.co.uk.
Phoenix FM.
Some
FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Tuesday the 7th of February to Saturday the 11th, and with a Saturday matinee of 3 p.m. on the 20th Century is organised by the Billericay Operatic Society. It will be held at the Brentwood Theatre. It's a musical comedy set in the 1930s America aboard the luxury liner train. The 20th Century cost is £15 and it's £13 for concessions. You can call 01277 200305 or have a look at our website allthews.phoenixfm.com/local events for more details.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.